Justin asks this. Jimmy, my dad is a Presbyterian pastor. I'm a convert to Catholicism. I will often cite the church fathers as evidence of early Christian belief in things like the real presence in the Eucharist, prayers to the saints, and other issues. However, he tells me that the church fathers had varying opinions and contradicted each other. Do you know what he's talking about, and do you have an answer for this?
Well, it's true that different church fathers had various opinions on different questions. The claim has never been that they all agreed on absolutely everything. But the claim is that when they unanimously agree on something, that that's a very strong indicator that this is an item of the Christian faith that's been passed down from the apostles. And even if they don't unanimously agree on something, when you see substantial agreement on various items, it, again, is an indicator that this is part of the apostolic faith that's come to us from the apostles. And even when there's more diversity, you can still show that present Catholic belief is found in the early church fathers. So it's not some it's not some invention of a later age. It's something that goes all the way back to the very beginning of Christian history. And so the specific role that the church fathers play will depend on the question that's being put to them, so to speak. For example, if you look at the question, does baptism regenerate people?
Yeah.
Absolutely universal among the church fathers. They all agree to that. None of them say things like baptism is just a symbol and it doesn't actually do anything. Nobody in the early centuries says that. So this is one where they are absolutely universal. There are other issues, though, where they have a diversity of opinion about things. And in those, you know, you can use, if they have substantial agreement, you can use that substantial agreement as a pointer towards the truth. But they may not be sufficiently united to do that, which is one reason we have the magisterium of the church.
Yep.
Because the just like Scripture is not always clear in what it's teaching, neither are the church fathers. And so it helps to have the magisterium to be able to sort out those less clear cases.
And so much of the church fathers' writings happened before the formal creeds crystallized and sorted out heresy from truth.
Some of them, yes. And so it also, another thing that you have to take into account is that language develops over time. So in some ages, the church fathers did not have the modern vocabulary that was later developed to articulate certain points. Doctrine develops over time. It becomes not just more clearly articulated, but more clearly understood. And so you can't hold fathers at an early state of doctrinal development to a later standard.
Yeah.
But none of this challenges the fact that Jesus promised he would be with his church to the end of the age, and that the gates of hell would not prevail against it, and that he would send the Holy Spirit to guide it. And so to simply dismiss the church fathers would be a mistake that flies in the face of the points I just named.
So could you say the church fathers manifest Christian truth even if they're not the magisterium promoting it or teaching it officially?
You could. Now, also, many of them were members of the magisterium because many of them were bishops, but they couldn't individually manifest the universal magisterium of the church.
Gotcha. Hope that was a help, Justin.